Today, Shir is a Masechta Sota on Daf Lamed. We will begin on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, 16 lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the end of the line, with the words, Amar Rab Yochanan. Before we begin our discussion about Rishon Latoma, Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and as we will soon see, even a possibility of Chamishi Bekodesh, of Tuma being transferred from an Av HaTuma to a Rishon, from a Rishon to a Sheni, from the Sheni to the Shlishi, from the Shlishi to the Revi, and Midrabbonin will see in one instance that it's even possible to have a Chamishi Bakodesh, that Tuma transfers until a fifth descendant from the Av HaTuma and is still Metame. Before we get into the halachic discussion of Revi Bakodesh, Chamishi Bakodesh, I'd like to begin with a milsa da agadita, a hashkofa pertaining to Revi B'Kodesh and Chamishi B'Kodesh, found in the Hagdama of Ma'ariv Rebbe Hagoyin Harav Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi Ruderman Zitzal, the Rosh HaYeshiva of Yeshiva Sner Yisrael in Baltimore. And it's also found in the Hagdama of my own Sefer Or HaOiros on page 4 in the Hagdama. Says the Rosh Yeshiva, and I quote, Zehu kiyumo shel amenu. This is the kiyum of our nation. Shaloi posak piv migirsa, that it never stopped learning. Af betkufas hayosu noirois, even in the most frightening of periods in Jewish history. Kol rechushenu haruchani ho'anoki. All of our gigantic spiritual inheritance. Kemat noilad v'noitzar bizmane in Anyenu Umarudenu, this great heritage, this great spiritual Torah heritage, was born and shaped and created at a time of great suffering of the Jewish people. And he goes on to say, Chagai Hanavi, Shenuvois of Niba Betkufas Yurida Ruchonis Neiro, Chagai Hanavi, whose prophecy was given at a time of great spiritual loneliness. The Jewish people reached great depths of spiritual degradation. Beis Rabbi Me'ashavim Nasu Nashim Nachrias, as we find in Ezra Perek Yud, that many of those who had returned from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael had married Gentile wives. And as we find in Nehemiah Perek Yud Gimel, Chilus HaShabbos, they were Mechali Shabbos. U'bechol zeh, and even so, Kishabachan Navi Bitkufas Hayuma Zoitz, when the Navi was giving a test in this very trying period in Jewish history, when he was testing as a Kohanim, and he wanted to see if they know the Hilchas of Tumah V'Tahara, Sholem Shailas Binyani Tumah V'Tahara. Bikseyo Echad, at the one end of the spectrum, Mechalim Shabbos, Jewish people were desecrating the Sabbath, v'noisim nashim nachrius, and they were marrying Gentile wives, ukedaima, and similar terrible averas, ubiktzei hasheni, at the other side of the spectrum, mefalpulim binyani tumah v'tahara berevi b'kodesh oy b'chamishi b'kodesh. At the other end of the spectrum, there is Chagai, and he is testing the Kohanim whether they know the halachas of Revi B'Kodesh or Chamishi B'Kodesh. As Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, Rav Omar Ishtabish Kohani. Rav says that in fact the Kohanim failed the test. They flunked. Revi B'Kodesh Bo Minayu. Chagai asked him about Revi B'Kodesh. V'omru Le'Tor. They said it's Tor. And we know, as we have been learning in our sugya, and we're going to learn today, that Revi B'Kodesh, a fourth descendant from the Av HaTuma, when it comes in, concerning Hegdish, it's still Metame. If one kikar touched another until it's a Revi, that is Tame as far as Hegdish. If meat of Hegdish touched another piece of meat up to Revi, it is Tomei. and they said Torah. They failed the test. Shmuel Amar lo yishtabish kana. They didn't make a mistake. Chamishi b'kodesh bo manayu. He asked them, is there such a concept midrais of chamishi b'kodesh? Yes, we'll see in our sugya that midrabbanan there is perhaps chamishi b'kodesh, but midraisa it only goes up to revi, as we are learning in our sugya. That's what boy manayu. Amar lo Torah. They passed the test because they said the correct halacha that b'chamishi b'kodesh it is Torah. Continues the Rosh Yeshiva. This is mitziusam eina nifretzes. This is like esoteric. How often does it happen that one piece of meat touches another piece of meat until you get to a revi, to certainly to a chamishi b'kodesh? How often does that happen? What the Rashiva is asking is, here Klal Yisrael is facing spiritual annihilation by being Michal Shabbos and marrying shiksas. And on the other hand, your Isaac in Revi Bakodish or Chamish Bakodish, is that a time to be Isaac in such infrequent shilas? Says the Rosh Hashiva, no, it is the time. Kachi derech achayim. This is the way of life, the kachi darkish o Torah. And this is the way of Torah. Bishvil hama'abdim es atzmo mudas, because somebody wants to commit spiritual suicide. Lo yimne ha'odam hachay lefanei kula adin eskufoy. The person who wants to live, he will not stop himself from giving pleasure to his body in a physical sense. And so too in a spiritual sense. If there are unfortunately people who are far away and removed from Torah, Allah hem la'elu hamargishim ki atoyra hi chayenu limnoya melekashto melefara betzitzimu prochem. On the other end of the spectrum, those who realize that Torah is our lifeblood, they should not be prevented from making beautiful ornaments and flowers to Torasena HaKadoshim. V'adarabba, the opposite. HaKohanim ho'oiskim binyani tumah v'tahara. Those Kohanim who are osik in these seemingly esoteric things of tumah v'tahara, revi b'kodesh, chamishi b'kodesh, mashpiyim heim. They are an influence, a positive influence. Lahamit mispar noisei taruvos u'mechalei shabbos. They will have an influence that there will be a Baal Tshuva movement who will be influenced by the positive role model of these Kohanim and Chagei Anovi who are Osek in Revi and Chamishi Bakodesh. Horoyes HaKoyin Oymed B'chol Toikev Al Omder Rechoni. The one who sees the Kohen standing with all his strength and not wavering on his spiritual platform, it is impossible that he does not get influenced by seeing the strength of character as far as the spiritual heritage that the Kohen, the Mesorah that the Kohen is giving over to Klal Yisrael. And so it was that Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Halevi Ruderman wrote a sefer on Kachim, Avodas Levi, at a time where the Jewish world at large was far, far from Kachim, was far, far from Torah, and unfortunately was mimicking the door of Chagai that were Mechalalei Shabbos and that had married Goyshe women. And so too he founded, in this bleak spiritual land that America was, he founded Ner Yisrael, which became a light of Torah, burning bright light of Torah throughout the world, and which has been mashpia to bring back many, many Baalei Tshuva. This is a Dvar HaGada and Hashkafa, which brings us back into the sugya of Shlishi Revi, and we will see Chamishi Bakodesh. We learnt in yesterday's sugya that Rabbi Yossi had learnt the Kal V'chomer that Revi is metame, becomes tame by Kodesh. It cannot transfer the tuma to a chamishi, as we just spoke out min haTorah, but it itself, the Revi, can receive tuma from a shlishi. How do I learn this out? I learn it from a Kal V'chomer, from a Chusar Kippur, as we learned in yesterday's shir, that if a person is an Ava Tumah, for example, let us say a Metzoira, or somebody became Tomei from a Mace, or a Zav, so when he goes to the Mikveh, he loses that status of being an avatumah becomes a sheni l'tumah, and he, in order to eat chulin or meiser sheni, he's already allowed to eat it once he went to the mikveh. In order to eat truma, he has to have hair of shemesh. He has to wait until it becomes night outside, until the sun sets. And in order to eat kachim, if he is such a tuma that he has to bring a korban like a metzora, he will have to wait to eat kachim until the morning. He's called a mechuser kippurim. He still does not have his full kapara. So Rabbi Yossi said, from a mechuser kippurim, we can learn that there is such a concept as a revi bakoidish. Because a mechuser kippurim, as we just said, is mutter in truma, because he's already gone through the hair of shemesh. He's gone through the mikveh and through hair of shemesh. So he's mutter betruma. And yet, till he brings his korban, he's a mechuser kippurim, and he's not allowed to eat kodesh. So a shlishi, which is metame truma, as we learned in yesterday's sugya, this was a kavachomer from Tful Yoim. So certainly that it should make revi b'kodesh. And Rashi had asked in yesterday's sugya, why don't we say dayoi, that we should just learn that a shlishi, a piece of meat or a kikur can become a shlishi. That's what I should learn from Mechuser Kippurim. Why do I make a jump? Kal v'chomer can make a revi. So Rashi gave two answers. One is that the same kal v'chomer that we learned from Tful Yoim to make a shlishi b'truma would apply to kodesh, that there should be a shlishi b'kodesh. And if so, what's the purpose of the kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer is not teaching you anything. Wherever it's mufrach kal v'chomer, where the kal v'chomer doesn't teach you anything that I don't know already, we say that we jump a step, and we learn the kal v'chomer to teach us something the next step, which is revi. And then the Gemara added, which Rashi said is the second reason, that in fact shlishi b'kodesh we learn from a pasuk, v'abosar sheyiga b'chol tomei, which would include even a sheni, if basar kachim touch sheni, lo yachol, you cannot eat, it becomes a shlishi. So that I already know from an open pasuk in the Torah. So what is the kal v'chomer from a chusik forum teaching us? It must be revi b'kodesh. That was the sugya that we learned yesterday, and that was Rabbi Yossi who said it. And now we begin our Gemara, 16 lines from the top, from the bottom of the Amud. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Tam Beribi Eini Yodea. Rashi says Beribi means Rabbi Yossi was a Chacham and Gadol Ador. I don't know the reason of the Gadol Ador Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Eini Yodea Mahu. I don't understand. He's not consistent. Shaharei Chuvasa Betzidai, because right next to this Kal V'chomer that he's making from Mechuser Yom Kippurim, so that we can learn out there is such a concept as Revi Bakoidish, I will be able to ask a question. Why? Oichel Habo Machmas Tful Yom Yechiach. I'll give you a case where you have food that was touched by a Tful Yom, Shapostel Betruma, that the Tful Yoim makes this food into a shlishi. It's not metame it, because we know the definition metame means that not only is it tame, but it can make the next thing tame. But it passels it, which means it becomes tame, although truma will not be able to make a revi. There is no revi by truma. So Tful Yoim yechir shapasel betruma. Tful Yoim, when he touches, passels truma. As the first Rashi on this Amud, which is in the right-hand column, says on the second line, Vafil Nagia, the Chsiv Nami Herv Shemesh B'Kalim, it says concerning Kalim, a concept of Herv Shemesh, because the Pasuk says, B'mayim Yuvay V'tomei Ado Erev. So you see that Kalim that go to a mikveh need Herv Shemesh, and then Vitor. And what am I using a Kali for? For Nagia. I'm putting in Truma in it. So we see that a Kali, until you have Herv Shemesh, is metame binagi, even though it's a Tful Yoim. So who would then an Adam, a person who is a Tful Yoim, he will be able, just like a Keli, to be metame truma. So a Tful Yoim is a sheni, his metame truma makes it possible, it's a shlishi. But yet, ve'ein ois revi b'kodesh, it does not make a revi b'kodesh. And this will be, as Rashi explains, according to the Shita of the Chachamim. It's not everybody agrees with this, but this is the sheet of the Chachamim. But let's leave that machlokas on the side for a moment. What's Rabbi Yochanan trying to say? Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say, you're making a Kal V'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim. That if I have something that is Osir by Truma Shlishi, it's going to make a Revi B'Kodesh. Here I found something which makes Shlishi but doesn't make Revi. And if you are going to use that Kal V'chomer, so why don't you use the Kal V'chomer here as well? As Rashi explains, you should say, Ma Mechusa Kippurim. You should say the same Kal V'chomer that we're going to see. There are shitas that hold, Abishol shita is, that you could have Revi B'Kodesh. And you could learn it from Mechusa Kippurim. Ma Mechusa Kippurim is Mutter and Truma Pasel B'Kodesh. Oichel Anageh B'Tful Yoim. Sheposel betruma din hu sheyase revi b'kodesh, and yet we don't say it. So if you're going to use the Kal V'chomer to give us the concept of revi b'kodesh, why don't you use that same Kal V'chomer by food that was touched by a tful yom? That is the question of Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan understood, and he has a reason for this, as we'll see in the oncoming Gemara, that for some reason Rabbi Yossi had to hold like the Chachamim, that hold that by an oichel that was touched by a tful yom there is no revi b'kodesh. And if so, Rabbi Yochanan has a strong question: why by oichel that's touched by a tful yom there is no revi b'kodesh, and you don't use the Kal V'chomer Mechusa Kippurim, and here you want to learn that there is by kodesh, by a kikor, not the food that was touched by a tful yoim, by meat that touched kachim, there should be a halacha, if there was a shlishi, that there would be a revi. You're making a Kal V'chomer from Mechusa Kippurim. One place you don't make the Kal V'chomer, one place you do make the Kal V'chomer, that's Rabbi Yochanan's question. And now we're going to see who Rabbi Yochanan assumes that Rabbi Yossi holds like. The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa, a three-way machlokas in this inyan of a food that was touched by a tful yoim. Rabbi Shaul says, tful yoim, tchil l'kodesh. Rabbi Shaul holds that, as Rashi explains, there is a maila that the Chachamim made legabe a tful yoim, that even though his normal status always, for example, gabe truma, is that he's considered a sheni, and he makes the truma shlishi, but legabe kachim, Abishol holds, they made a maila that the tful yoim is a rishon. Tful yoim tchilo l'kaidish, he's a rishon. Letame shnayim, he's going to be able to be metame two. And as if the tful yom touched a food, that food will become tamei as a sheni, because he became a rishon concerning kodesh. So if he touched one piece of meat, that became a sheni. That piece of meat touched another piece of meat, that became a shlishi. And l'lifsel echad, and that shlishi, if it touches another piece of meat, that third one will become a revi. And actually, if you think about it, this is a case of a chamishi, because the tful yoim himself has a din of a sheni. After he went to the mikveh, he originally was an avatum. After he went to the mikveh, he was made into a sheni. Now, by kodesh, you are putting him back to be a rishon. And you're still letting two things become tamei and one become posel. So actually, by putting him back one step, you are magnifying, you are increasing the tumah, and actually you're causing over here a chamishi b'kodesh. But this is only a din midrabbanan. But this is the shita of Abishol. Rab Meir says, he doesn't hold that by kodesh they made a mila that a tul yom has a din of a rishon. He has the same din that he has legabi truma. Just like legabi truma, he pasels and makes the next thing into a shlishi. So to, and he's a sheni. So to legabi kodesh, he's a sheni and he makes the next thing into a shlishi. Rab Meir Oimer, metame echad upoisel echad. He's able to, by kachim, he's able to be metame the second one. He's a sheni. He didn't become a rishon. He's a sheni. So he can make a shlishi metame. And the definition of metame is that it is able to give the tumma to the next thing. So he's a sheni. He makes the next one into a shlishi. And the shlishi at the same time can be metame the revi. The revi can't go any further. That's why it's called upoisel achor. He can pasel the next one, which is the revi. So it comes out that both Abishol and Rav Meir hold there is a concept of revi bekaidesh, it by food that was touched by a tful yom. But Rav Meir holds that you don't make a mila that he's considered a rishon, and Rav Abishol says you do make a mila that he's considered a rishon. But both are mida that you can have the concept of revi bakoidish. However, just like a tful yom is considered a sheni. And what can he do to the truma, to food or drink of truma? He can make it into a shlishi. He passels it. The shlishi cannot make a revi. Kach poisel oichle kodesh, mashke kodesh. So too, he can only passel the food of Kodesh and the drink of Kodesh. He can only make a shlishi. So the Chachamim disagree with both Rav Meir and with Abishol. So Rav Yochanan's question is, I assume, as we'll soon see why, I assume that Rav Yossi holds, like the Chachamim, that food that was touched by a tful yom cannot make a revi bakoidesh. So why legabe, when you're not speaking about a tful yom, when you're stum speaking about an avatum and a rishon and a sheni without a tful yom involved? So there you say that there's a kal v'chomer from Mechus HaKippurim to make a revi bakoidesh. Why don't you use the same kal v'chomer from Mechus HaKippurim to a food that was touched from a tful yom, that it should also make a revi b'kodesh? And the Chacham hold you don't make a revi b'kodesh, and I hold that Rabbi Yossi holds like the Chacham that you don't make a revi b'kodesh. Maskiv l'rapapa. So Rapapa had a question. Me my de Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon Svirle. How do you know that Rabbi Yossi holds like the Rabbanon? Dilma Kabishol Svirle. Maybe he holds like Abishol. And he holds that by food that was touched by a tful yom, you can also make a revi b'kodesh. Now Rashi says that really Rav Papa could have asked, maybe he holds like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir also holds the concept of revi b'kodesh. So Rashi says that Rav Papa is trying to make like his question even stronger. How do you know he holds like the Rabbanan? That say there is no concept of revi b'kodesh by the food that was touched by a tful yom. Maybe he in fact holds to the other extreme, like Abishol, that not only is there a din of revi b'kodesh, but there's a maila by kachim b'negei tful yom that we even tell the tful yom that you're not a sheni, you're a rishon, and therefore you can be metame two things, a sheni and a shlishi, and you can pasel the third thing to make it into a revi. Maybe that's the extent that Rabbi Yossi holds. Mamish like Abishol, but Einichanami could have asked from Rav Meir as well. And Rav Yossi darshins the same kal v'chomer. Ma mechus HaKippurim is mutter b'truma is possible b'kodesh. Oichel truma abo machmas tful yom is possible b'truma. Certainly the din should be that it should make a revi b'kodesh. So maybe your question, Rabbi Yochanan, was why here do you learn the kal v'chomer and not over here by oichel habo machmas tful yom? Maybe in fact Rabbi Yossi learns like Abishol or like Rav Meir and makes the kal v'chomer mechus HaKippurim and says yes that by oichel habo machmas tful yom there is a din revi b'kodesh, and maybe even goes like Abishol to say that you can be metame two things and possible one thing. That is the question of Rav Papa against Rabbi Yochanan. How do you know that, in fact, Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Abishol? Answers Rabbi Yochanan, Isal kedat Abishol Svirle. If you would think that Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol, so why did he make the kal v'chomer that there's a concept of revi b'kodesh from Mechus HaKippurim, leisei l'revi b'kodesh, mei oichel shebo machmas tful yom? Then he could have made the din of revi b'kodesh. He could have learned it from a kal v'chomer from oichel that comes from the touch of a tful yom. What would be the kal v'chomer? Uma oichel abo machmas tful yom. Ma dechfu, that comes from a tful yoyim. The tful yoyim gufim mutter b'cholim. As we learned on Amar Aleph, a tful yoyim is mutter in cholim and meiser sheni. But yet, Amrat, you said, ois revi b'koidesh, we're going now like Abishol, that you could, or like Reb Meir, that you could make a revi b'koidesh. So, I'll make a kavachoymer. Oichel, as we go to the flamet of Aleph, oichel shlishi. Haba machma sheni. The sheni gufa, osir b'cholim. Sheni is osir b'cholim. You could have sheni b'chol. We'll see in the next Gemara. You can't have shlishi b'chol, but sheni you could have. So if there is a sheni b'chol, and which by tful yoim there was no tful yoim was not aser b'chol, and here sheni there is sheni b'chol, and ainu din shayis revi b'kodesh. So certainly you should be able to make a revi b'kodesh. The same kavachomer that we have by mechusar yom kippurim. To oichel, we can have the same thing from oichel of touched by a tful yoim to regular oichel. And Rashi says, the top Rashi here on Amud Aleph says that we would be gaining two things. We would learn two things. Number one, we would learn that oichel abo machmas tful yoim, he holds like Abishol, that you can make a revi b'kodesh. And he would also be learning out that shlishi, that comes from a sheni, ain echanami, you won't have chamishi b'kodesh, because the only time you have chamishi b'kodesh is by a tful yoim, because of the mile of the rabbanon that we make him in from a sheni, we go backwards and we say that he's really a rishon, and therefore he can be metamet two things and possible one thing. So it comes out, as we spoke out in the Hagdom of the Shir, that there's an inyan of Chamishi B'Kodesh, not Midaraisa, but it's Midarabonin. By Rabbi Yossi, who's speaking about Revi B'Kodesh, he's speaking on a Daraisa level. He's not going into the inyan of Tful Yoim on a Darabonin level. He's speaking about regular food, regular kachim on a Daraisa level. There, as the Kohanim answered Chagai, according to one pshat in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Yud Zayin, that there is no Chamishi B'Kodesh Midaraisa. They passed the test. Is there Chamishi B'Kodesh Midaraisa? Chagai asked. The Gemara answered no, and they were right. So at least we would be able to learn our Revi B'Kodesh, and we would gain by learning it from Oich Labo Machmas Tvul Yoim, that we would gain that at least we would hear that he whole Rabbi Yossi holds like Abishol. So why didn't Rabbi Yossi learn it from Oich Labo Machmas Tful Yoim? Must be because he holds like the Rabbanan that Oich Labo Machmas Tful Yoim does not make a Revi B'Kodesh. So he couldn't learn the Kavachomer from Oich Labo Machmas Tful Yoim. V'chitem, and if you're going to say, you know why he didn't learn it from Tful Yoim. Ein echanami Oich Labo Machmas Tful Yoim could make a Revi B'Kodesh. But why didn't Rabbi Yossi learn it from there? Mishum de'ekel l'mifra, I have a question. Ma'al Tful Yoim shkein avatuma. Tful Yoim originally, as we spoke out, it was a Metzoira. He was a Tomei Meis. A Meis is an Avi, a Vois Atuma. The one who touches him is an avatuma. So Memela, that has a Chumra, that the food that a Tful Yoim touches, even though now he's after the Mikveh, and he's no longer an avatuma, but since he once was an avatuma, so we say that there could be a Revi B'Kodesh. That's why I cannot learn out a regular Revi B'Kodesh where it's a case that it's coming not from an avatoma, not from something. It's coming from food. And as we learned in yesterday's sugya, food, Rashi told us, could never become an avatoma. So maybe that's why we don't learn it from Oich Labo Machmas Tful Yoim. So the Gemara says, but wait a second. Oh, I've seen him in Mechusar Kippurim. Where did Rabbi Yossi learn it from? Mechusar Kippurim. A Mechusar Kippurim is after the mikveh, but what was this Mechusar Kippurim originally? He was a Metzora. He was an Avatoma. And that didn't bother you, and you still asked the you still learned the Kavachimer from Mechusar Kippurim. The answer, Veloy Perche. That didn't bother you over there. So if it didn't bother you over there and you were able to learn the Kavachimer because it's not dependent. The reason you have Revi B'Kodesh is not dependent on the Chumrah, that it once was an Av, because now Rashi speaks out, L'maise Hashta Tovala, Azla Haytuma, that Tuma went away after you went to the Mikveh. So we don't reckon with that Chumrah that it once was an Avatuma, because right now we're speaking about he went, I was after the Mikveh. So if it's not a question to learn it out from a Chusar Kippurim because of that, then it shouldn't be a problem to learn it out from the Tful Yoim either. And And why didn't you learn it from the Tful Yoyim? Must be because you hold like the Rabbanon that Eichel from a Tful Yoyim does not make a Revi Bakoidesh, says Rabbi Eichel, and Mela, I don't understand Ribi. I don't understand the Gadol Ador Rabbi Yossi. How could he make the Kal V'chomer from a Chosur Kippurim? And should be Revi Bakoidesh, where you see Eichel Abba Machmas Tful Yoyim, he holds like the Rabbanan, as we just proved, and the Rabbanan hold there is no Revi Bakoidesh, even though there is a Sheni Legabe Truma. There is a psul chulin has a sheni by tful yoyim, but I can't from that extrapolate that there's going to be a revi bekoidish. There is no revi bekoidish according to the chachamim. If so, how could you learn out from regular food from mechusar kippurim that there should be revi bekoidish if you don't see it by oichel abo machmas tful yoyim? Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav. Rav Asi said the name of Rav. Amar Lo, and some say Amar Rav Bar Ben Isi Amar Rav, that the following Tanoim all hold one sheet, the Rav Meir of Rav Yossi, Rav Yeshua of Rav Lozer, Rav Eliezer, Kulus Frila, they all hold the Ein Sheni Oysa Shlishi B'Chulin, that Sheni cannot make a Shlishi in Chulin. There is no such thing as Shlishi in Chulin. It only goes up till Sheni, and the Miri speaks out. And so paskins the Rambam in Hilchas Avos Satumah, Perket Aleph, Halacha Beis, that usually when the Gemara lists a whole series of Tanoim that hold one way, it is that they are Yechidim, that the Rabbim held against them. The Rabbim held the opposite, and the Halacha is like the Rabbim, and these are Yechidim. In this particular instance, this whole group of Tanoim, the Halacha is like them, that we, although there are Shitas that hold, you could have a Shlishi B'Cholim, we Paskin like this group, that Ein Sheni Oysa Shlishi B'Cholim. Where do you find this, these Tanoim, that they all hold a Shita? Rab Meir, let's start with Rab Meir. It's not, we learned in a Mishnah. Kol Haton Bias Maimi Divisoifrim, we learned in Shabbos. In Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that there are the Yud Ches Dovor, that there were 18 things that the Chachamim made a Takana, that have a Din Tumah, and that the person has to go to a mikveh, as Rashi says. Kol Shehu Tor Minat Torah, Chachamiski Ku Lovi B'Maim L'Tar. Kegoin, Rashi gives three examples. Habor Rosh Rubim Maim Shuvim, somebody who came in with his head and most of his body in drawn water, that's possible to a mikveh. The Chachamim said that he's considered Tameh and he has to go to a regular Tahara. And until such time, he has a din of a Sheni. Or somebody eats a chatzi pras of food which are tameh, so he has a din of a sheni. Or the hands are considered that they have a din of a sheni. So the Mishnah says, whatever needs bias maim divisoy, from whenever a person has to go to mikveh mitrabon and mitameh es hakoidish, it is a sheni and it's metame koidish to be a shlishi, and it's metame, it doesn't postulate it, which means that the shlishi will make a revi and upoisle es hatrum, it postles truma because a sheni makes the shlishi postled, the shlishi cannot make a revi, but the shlishi itself is tame. Umutter becholen, however, as far as cholen is concerned, since the rabbanan gave these people a din of a sheni, therefore by chulin it is mutter. So we see clearly, Rav Meir holds that sheni does not make shlishi by chulin. Ube meiser, and so too with meiser sheni. Divri Rav Meir, this is the sheet of Rav Meir. V'chachamim oisim b'meiser, v'chachamim asr b'meiser. Rashi explains that what are they arguing on the chachamim? You're not allowed to eat the meiser sheni if you are tamei mitrabanan, but you could touch it. And Chulin, the Chacham hold that you can even eat it. So really, it comes out that the Rabbanan agree with Rab Meir that Chulin, the Sheni, these that are Tamei mit Rabbanan have a din of Sheni, are not Mitame Chulin. There might be a machlokes about eating Maaser Sheni. Even Maaser Sheni, the Chacham are moided that you could touch it, it doesn't become Tamei. So really, Rashi asked that the Gemara could have said the Chacham of Rab Meir also agree that by Chulin we don't make a Shlishi. But since we don't know the names of those Chachamim, therefore, just mentioned Rab Meir, but Rashi says it really means Rab Meir and the Chacham that argue on Rab Meir. Rab Yoisi Hodamor, Rab Yoisi, and that's why it would seem the Gemara is bringing this in here because of what we just learned from Rab Yoisi. Because Rab Yoisi said we have a Kavu Choymer from Chos Yom Kippurim that you could have a din of Revi Bakoidish. Just like you have a din of Shlishi by Truma, you have a din of Revi Bakoidish. The Im is here. If you're going to hold that there could be a concept of shlishi by chulin, leisei l'revi b'truma v'chamishi b'kodesh, then there should be a din of revi by truma and chamishi b'kodesh. Because as we've been learning through the whole sugya, whenever we learn out these kal v'chomers, we're going up one step. From a chusar b'kipurim, we go up a step that an oichel should be metame, even a revi b'kodesh. From Tvul Yoim, we went up one step that the oichel should be metame shlishi b'truma. But if you're going to tell me that chulin itself could be a shlishi, so then we go up a further step. The kal v'chomer from Tvul Yoim will be that it is mutter b'chulin and it's asur b'truma. So a kikur that's metame by chulin b'shlishi, kal v'chomer that it should make a revi b'truma, because we always go up one step. And the same thing mechusar kippurim. Now, if we establish that there could be a revi b'truma, then we could say that if a mechusar kippurim is mutter b'truma, and yet he's also b'kodesh, so a kikor where truma can be a revi, so kal v'chomer that the by hegdish should be chamishi. Once you start off with the premise that chulin is a shlishi, then everything gets notched up one level. And truma would be a revi, and hegdish would be a chamishi. And since he does not say that, it's a raya that he holds that chulin can all be a sheni. If chulin's only a sheni, then all we can add to truma is a shlishi, and all we can add to hegdish is a chamishi. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua. How do we know Rabbi Yeshua holds you can't make a shlishi by chulin? This time we learned in a Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, ho'oichel, oichel rishon. If somebody eats food that is tamei, and the status of the tumah is a rishon. An ava tumah touched the soichel made into a rishon. The rabbanan were geizer that when you eat this tamei food rishon, you become a rishon. This is according to the sheet of the Tanakhama. If you ate something that's tamei sheni, you become a sheni. If you ate something that's tamei shlishi, you become a shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees, and he says, Ho oichel, oichel rishon, ve oichel sheni is sheni. If you ate something that's tamei rishon, or if you ate something that's tamei sheni, you become a sheni. The machloik is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, as Rashi explains, is do we say that the person who eats it has the same din of the machl or not? The Tanakhama holds that you are what you eat. So if what you eat is a rishon, you become a rishon mit rabbanan. And Rabbi Yeshua says no, that you do not have the same din as that which you eat. If you ate a rishon, you become a sheni. But by sheni, you are what you eat, as Rashi explains, because since we find a precedent that sheni can make a sheni through mashkin, the Rabbanim made a gzera that by sheni could make something else a sheni through mashkin. The mashkin becomes a rishon, and then it makes the other thing that the mashkin touches into a sheni. So because of that, since we find a precedent that a sheni can make a sheni, so that's why there the Rabbanan said that a oichel oichel sheni is a sheni. What about shlishi? A person ate chulin that was shlishi, sheni b'kodesh. So if it touches kodesh, now the kodesh becomes a sheni. And And if this sheni will now touch kodesh, it will make a tamei, and that shlishi now will make a revi. The ain sheni betruma, but we don't say that the person who ate a shlishi will become a sheni in order to pasul truma, but he will become a sheni to be metame hegdish, to make a shlishi and to make a revi. This is the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, as Rashi explains, which chulin are we speaking about? That if you ate the shlishi, the person who ate it becomes a sheni for kodesh. That is speaking bechulin shenasu altaris truma. This is, as Rashi explains, the baal of this chulin was a kohen, and he was ruggled that all his chulin he kept in a status of like truma, that whatever would be matame truma would be matame chulin. He wanted to be careful from anything that would be matame truma, so he treated the chulin the same way. So such chulin that was kept in that status, if the shlishi ate such chulin, so that would make a sheni bekoidish. How, so we're medayik, altaris truma in, altaris hakoidish loy. Rashi has a different girsa, chulin grey de loy. But chulin itself, not. In other words, we won't say that a sheni will make a shlishi if he ate chulin, which didn't have any special status that he was keeping it in the kedusha of truma. It was only plain chulin. Oh, if it's only plain chulin, then you can't say that he becomes a sheni to make the hegdish tamei. Now, Rashi has another girsa, which is the girsa in our Gemara. Altaris ha-tramin, altaris ha-kodesh loy. Why not altaris ha-kodesh? So Rashi explains, because someone who eats things altaris ha-kodesh, that is not normal to eat regular chul and altaris ha-kodesh, and therefore they didn't give it a din of, they didn't give it any extra sanctity, and they treated it like regular chulin. And by regular chulin, the din is that you are unable to make a shlishi. So it is in a roundabout manner that we are bringing the raya according to this sheet in the Gemara. Alma kesavar ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. So we see that sheni cannot make a shlishi in chulin. Continues the Gemara. According to the way the Rashi has the Girsa, it's a direct Raya, because Chulin Grady Loy, according to the second Girsa of Rashi, which is the Girsa that we have in the Gemara, Altaris HaKadosh Loy, it's a indirect Raya, because we don't treat anything with the severity of Kodesh, because Batla Daitoy, the person who's doing that, that's not the normal way to do it. So therefore, it's only considered like Chulin. And chulin, once we say that it's not treated like kodesh, it's only considered like chulin, so chulin does not have the ability of making a shlishi. But either way, we see that he holds that it cannot become a shlishi. Alma kesavar ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chol. And now the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Eliezer. How do I know Rabbi Eliezer holds? It's a sanya. We learned in a brisa, Rabbi Lazar Oimer, shloshed and shoven. All three are equal. What does it mean, all three? All three rishons, whether it's a rishon shabakaidish or shabakulin, u shabatruma, whether it's a rishon and this rishon was kodesh, or it was chulin, or it was truma, all these three are equal. That what? Metame shnayim. That this Rishon can then go ahead and be Metamei the next two that it touched. The Rishon touched the Sheni touched the Shlishi, and then the Shlishi upoisel echad. It will make the fourth one into a Revi'i, Bakoidesh. That is by Metam Mishnayim applies Lechet Bekoidish. And Metam Echad applies Lechet Betruma. But by Truma, it can only go up to a Shlishi. So the Rishon, whatever the Rishon was, whether the Rishon was Kodesh, Cholin, or Truma, it can be Metame the next one into a Sheni, and then it will make the third one, Upoisel Echad, it makes it into a Shlishi. Betruma, that's by Truma. Upoisel Echad Becholin. However, by Cholin, the Rishon can only possibly can make it a Sheni. So this is clear. Here we see that the Chulun Sheni does not make a Shlishi. And even though there is a Tana that argues on this sheet of Rabbi Elazar there, he's arguing on one point. He says Revi Bekoidish is only possible if the Rishon was Bekoidish. If the Rishon was Chulun, you can't come to a Revi Bekoidish. That's on that he's arguing. But on the point that Chulun cannot make from a Sheni a Shlishi, that he agrees as well. Continues the Gemara with the next proof from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, this not we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Chala, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Chala Nitalas when a Torah on the Tmeya. The Chala is taken from the Torah on the Tmeya, and here we need to learn the Rashi's. Let us begin with the Rashi. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Chala Nitalas when a Torah on the Tmeya. So Rashi makes a few points from the Mishnah Masechet Chala, Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. First of all, the shear of challah is 1 out of 24, which equals 43 and a fifth bayim. Nitma isasa. What happens if this dough became tamei? If it's through shaygig or an oinis, since it has to be burnt, because if it's tor, the challah, which by the way has a din of truma, legabi tuma, if the challah is tor, then you take one, then you're going to, the coin's going to eat it. If it's tamei, it's going to be burnt. So since it was made tamei b'shoigig or b'oinis, therefore we don't want to destroy, burn a lot of truma, and therefore we're making, and we say that all you need to give is 1 out of 48, a lesser amount of challah, which will then be burnt since it's tamei. What happens if, Rashi says, if it was made tamei b'mezid, then we don't want shloye chaytenisker, or we don't want the sinner to derive any benefit, and therefore we will make the shear back to 1 in 24. Rabbi Eliezer says that where she bemazed was matami the Esau, so what she is obligated to do is to take challah from another dough which was made in tahara, and she should be mafresh from the Torah one on the tamei one. Now, there is a mitzvah, Rashi tells us, to separate the truma with the two doughs. When you're separating from one and the other, they have to be mukav, they have to be together. So what does she do? How does she make him in a mukav? So, first of all, Rashi says she has to do it ad shaloi hurma, as we're going to see in the Gemara, ad shaloi hurma chalasa, before you took challah from the Torah dough. Because if you already had taken challah from the Torah dough, it is potter from challah, and you're taking min ha-ptur al-chiyav, from something that's already potter to something that's obligated in challah, and that doesn't work. There's no shame challah on the one that's not obligated. So you have to, you can only take it from a Torah one that was not yet taken challah from it. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Gemara, based on this Hagdama, Rav Lezer Eimer, Chala Nitalis Menet Torah LaTameh, Ketzat, Shtei Isois, you have two doughs, Achas Torah Vachas Tameh, one's Torah, one's Tameh, Noitel Kedei Chala Meisir Shloi Hurma Chala, so you take Chala, you take the 1 in 24 from the dough, which has not yet taken its Chala from it, so it should be Menachiyav Alachiyav, not Menaptur Alachiyav, V'noisein Pachas Mekibay Bamza, now, it has to be Menamukav. So Rashi, the bottom Rashi says that what does mukav mean? Three lines in the bottom, lashim mechubur mekurv, that it's attached, it's close together. And Rashi says you learn this from a pasuk, as it says varui moisim imenu, that you should lift it from it, mina mukav loy, this Sifri says, that it has to be together. So here we have a machloikis. Rashi's shita is, as we just saw, that it's a din deraisa from the Sifri, they have to be touching. So now we're going to have to connect together the Tamei Isa with the Torah Isa. And here we get into a problem because if we touch the two together, we're going to make the Torah Isa also Tamei. So Rashi Sheet is that you have to have Hekev from the Pasuk, they have to touch. However, Yerushalmi in Masechet Chala, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel tells us that in order normally for two does to be mukav, it's enough to be in the same room. However, over here we're one's tummy, one's tor. So he certainly does not want normally to have the tummy and the tor together because he's afraid the tummy will make the tor one tummy. He would want to have them in two separate rooms. So here, in order to in fact take challah from one on the other, here it has to be in fact touching. Now, how do you make this touching? Because you're running into a problem, as we said, that the tummy will make the tor one tummy. So here's what you do. You put less than a bay of dough. You make a bridge between the tummy and the tar. So that bridge will make the two doughs attach together. And as Rashi explains on Amud Beis, that the middle one will touch both of the others, and it brings them together. Then he's kairishem chal on it. The fourth line, Rashi says, we'll get back to this Rashi a little later. It would seem from Rashi that as you're calling it challah, a moment before that, you have to separate the tohar dough from the bridge, from the parchas megabeh that's in between, and then your kairei shem. And Rashi says that the Parchas Mekabe is not Metame, even though it itself, Rashi Shita, is based on a Taurus Kanim that the Parchas Mekabe itself is Tame. Because that we learn, it could receive Tame. Mikol Oich Lashay Ochol, Melamet Shehu Mitame becomes Tame, Bechol Shehu. The Taurus Kanim says, Yochol Yitame Acherim Bechol Shehu, Tame Loimer, Ashay Ochol. You know what's Metame? Something that's eaten. And we learn in Yumadav Peah Medav, says Rashi, Oichel Anechel Bavas Achas, that's what we mean, Asher Yochol, that's becomes Tame, and the Chomer Meshar, that the Beis Abliya can only hold a Beya Tarnigoilis. It cannot hold more than a Beya from a Tarnigoilis. So Rashi Shita is that a Parchas Megabeya receives Tuma, but on the other hand, it cannot be Metame Acherim. So here, this bridge, the Mishnah in Challah holds, has to be less than a Beya, so that on the one hand, it's Mukav. The two doughs are touching each other through the bridge of the Parchas Megabeya in the middle. But on the other hand, the Tamei dough will not be Metame the Tohar dough, because it has to go through the bridge. And the bridge is a less than a beya, a memela, less than a beya is not metame. V'chom oiser, as we'll soon see why. The chom hold that you cannot do this method. And that's why they said you should do 1 out of 48 and then burn it. You cannot make a challah from the tar on the tummy. V'tanya kebeya. In a bright, so we learned that in fact the bridge does not have to be less than a beya, it could even be kebeya. Savru, the B'nai Yeshiva, want to bring a riot. The Rebbe Eliezer agrees with all these Tanoim that Chulin cannot make Shlishi in Tuma. They held the following. Idi v'idi, both the Brisa and the Mishnah. So what we have to explain in this sugya now is, what is Rebbe Eliezer hold and what is the Chachamim hold? And what is the Mishnah hold and what is the Brisa hold? So the Gemara, the B'nai Yeshiva held that both the Mishnah and the Brisa held one way as far as what the Machloik is, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chumim is. And we'll soon see why. One felt that you have to have Pachs B'Gebeya, and one felt that even a Beya. But they all held that it is a Rishayna. That the first Isa, the Tommy one, is a Rishayna. V'chulin hatfulin l'chalo loikechal dami. And now, this first Esau is going to be Metame the bridge. And the second Esau has in it Tevel of Challah. You're about to take Challah from it. But they held V'chulin atful l'Challah loike Challah dami. They held that Chulin, that's Tevel for Challah, is not Kechallah. So let's go first with the Brisa that holds there's a Beya. As the way Rashi explains it. So a Beya, everyone's Moida, could be Metame. Rashi's Shita is that a Pachas Megabeya is Tame, it's not Metame. The Rambam Shita, by the way, is that a Pachas Megabeya doesn't even receive Tuma itself. But now we're going with the Brisa that it's speaking about over here, a Beya. So the Beya everybody holds could be Metame. So you started out with a Tame Rishon. You have a beya, which is a sheni. You're talking about chulin. And then you come to the shlishi. Now, we don't say that since there is a dough which has challah mixed into it, that it has a shame of challah. Because if that were the fact, if chulin hatfulin l'challah would have a loch of challah, and challah has a din of truma, and truma could be possible from a shame to a shlishi, then even before he's kairei shame, this challah is already tameh. But we don't say that. We say chulin hatfulin l'challah is a regular chulin. It's not considered like challah. Even though in a few minutes you're going to take challah away from it. My love, welcome if we. This is the machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Bonin. The marsa of Rabbi Elazar holds ain sheni oisa shlishi b'cholin. That the bridge, which is a beya, which is a sheni, cannot make the shlishi cholin. Cannot make the cholin shlishi. So therefore, it's going to become tame once I call it chala, because then it's truma. And then it could become a shlishi. So therefore, the din, in fact, is that I'm going to have to separate a moment before the kriya shem chala, while it's still chulin, I'm going to have to separate it and then be kairi shem. And the mefortune speak out that in this case, you must separate it before, because if you wait and it becomes chala, once you're kairi shem, then it's going to become tameh from the bridge, which is a beya. Mashiankin, they point out in what Rashi spoke about before on the fourth line here, where we said, umisalekes im kriyas Hashem, in the left-hand column, fourth line, that you remove it a moment before. Really, in that case, Rashi was talking about where it's pachas mikabeya. If it's pachas mikabeya, even if you're kairishem, pachas mikabeya, Rashi says, does not matame anything else. Rashi Shita is, it becomes Tameh. But everybody holds it cannot be Matameh anything else. So really, in that particular case, Rashi didn't have to say that. Rashi could have said that it doesn't matter if you take it away after your Kairi Shem. Even if it's Challah, even if it's considered Truma, the Pachas Megabeya does not have the ability to be Matameh it. Rashi, the Mefarshim say, just said that you should take it a moment before, because Rashi wanted to include, even if you hold it is kibbeya like the Brisa, and not like the Mishnah, you should take it a moment before that it doesn't become tummy. But if it's less than a beya, you really could leave it, because it won't become tummy anyway. So it comes out, what's the machloikis between Rav Elazar and Rabbanim? Whether Shani is Oishah Shlishi B'cholin. If it's Oishah Shlishi B'cholin, like the Rabbanim hold, that's why they say it's Osir. Because you're going to be giving the Kohen Challah. The Kohen's going to think his Challah, it was never Tameh. And really his Challah was already Tameh when it was Cholin before the Kriya Shem, because he had a bridge from the Beya. Now Rashi says that Eve, according to this pshat, the Mishnah, which says it's less than a beya, it's not in Rav Elazar, it's not that the Mishnah holds that chulin could become a shlishi, and that's why you need less than a beya. Chulin cannot make a shlishi. What do you need less than a beya? You need less than a beya because even chulin, one should not l'chatchilut make tummy. That's the sheet of Rav Elazar. Whatever we can mamay it in tumma, we're might. So, pachas mikabeya, I have to make that bridge tamei because that's the only way to save the challah situation over here, so that that's the only way to save the situation over here. But I'm emayate as much as possible in the tumah. I don't have to make it a beya and then, have the tumah spread. So memela, I have it pachas mikabeya where I know that I'm not going to be spreading any tumah more than I have to. That's the reason that the Mishnah held pachas mikabeya. But the machloikas, the chachamim and the tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer will be whether chulin or shady makes a shlishi or not. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rav Mori berayd Rav Kana. No, it's no writer of Lazar holds this. Could be the kuliyama. Ain't sheni oisah shlishi b'chol. It could be it's not only Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim agree also that ain't sheni oisah shlishi b'chol. If so, why did the Chachamim hold that you shouldn't do this bridge? V'hacha b'cholin atfulin l'chala kamifli. The machlokes is by cholin, which are tavel, they are tavel l'chala. They have mixed in it. The second Isa has chala mixed into it. Mars over the Rabbanon hold k'chala dami. It does have a loch of chala. Umar Sover, like Chal Dami, and Rabbi Eliezer holds it does not have a din of challah. So therefore, I'm not worried about the Chulin Sheni, even if it's a Beya, making the Shlishi when it's Chulin, even though it's Tovel for challah, making it into a Shlishi, because it has a din of regular Chulin. I don't have to worry. Masheng the Rabbanan are worried, and therefore they say that you should not do this bridge method because you will be making the chulin tameh, and the chulin are tovel chala. They already have a din chala, which is a din of truma, and by truma everybody holds you can make a shlishi. And a final idea is, if you want, we'll say the following: the kuli yama chulin atul lechala like a chala dam. Really, everybody holds that the second isa, which is tevel for chala, does not have a din of chala. The ein sheni oisa shlishi bechulin. And Shani cannot make a shlishi b'chol. If so, why do Chacham aser v'hacha b'mutter ligram tumah l'chol and shibaret tzrol k'mifugi? And here the machlokes is whether it's mutter to make a chol and tame in Eretz Yisrael or not. Mar Sover Rabbi Eliezer holds mutter ligram tumah l'chol and shibaret tzrol. You could make a chol and tame in Eretz Yisrael because that's why I can have the bridge. And even though I'm going to be making the bridge Tameh, it's going to become Tameh. You're allowed to cast Tumah in Chul and Eretz Yisrael. Mar Sover and Rabban and Hold, Osir Ligram Tumah B'Chul and Shbaret. You want to make this bridge method, you cannot make the bridge method because you're making it Tameh. And therefore, you're not allowed to make Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. Continues the Gemara to explain the next piece of the Mishnah. Boy, Biyom Dorsh Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva said a drasha concerning the Ore Halavim, that around the Ore Halavim we had a steerer. One Pasuk says that you give them 1,000 Amas. The other Pasuk says you give them 2,000 Amas. So Rabbi Kiva said the first 1,000 Amas is to make an empty spot where you cannot plant anything or have houses. And the second 1,000 is for Tchum Shabbos. However, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Rabbi Yosef Galili was of the opinion the first 1,000 is for the Migrash where it's empty, but the second 1,000 is for Sodis Ukramin. The Machloik is Rashi and the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the second 1,000 is really 2,000. Alpine means besides the 1,000 that's empty, the 2,000 has Sodis Ukramin. According to Rashi, no, it's 1,000 migrash, an additional 1,000 sotah sukramim, a total of alpah yamama. Afraid the Gemara, b'mai kamefugi, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rav Eliezer ben Yosef Rabbi Yosef Galili? Answers the Gemara, mar sover tchum and deraisa, mar sover tchum and derabana. Rabbi Kiva holds tchum and deraisa. And therefore, the second 1,000 amma could be to teach you the halacha of tchum, and that's how far they were allowed to walk on Shabbos, because tchum is the Raisu, Mar Sover, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosef Rabbi Yosef holds Chum is the Rabbanan. So therefore, that could not be what the second 1,000 Amas is for. He learns what is the second 1,000 Amas for, the Sodais and the Kramim. And in tomorrow's year, we will continue in the other Lemudim, which were learned by Biyayim.